Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. This story is read by the author. From Mudville to Joyville by Mary Alice Dixon.
Mr. Doc's a goner, the nurse tells me. Never open his eyes again. You're not going to get any last words from this one, honey. She shrugs, walks out of the memory care activity center, a pale pink room, where the activity consists mostly of staff emptying catheter bags between rounds of Joy to the World sing-alongs, to which few patients sing along. Joy to the World in July? In North Carolina? No wonder the patients are confused. I look at Doc. He'd never been a doctor. Not unless you count how he used to doctor his garden soil with potato peels and cow manure. Now he lies motionless on a metal frame hospital bed. His 97-year-old body is a landscape of bones. Eyes shut, chest rattling, lips blue. Doc once told me folks thought he lived alone, but he said he didn't, not really. He said he lived with the dirt under his nails, the seed catalogs on his shelves, and the Bible on his table. Years ago, he had a booth at the Charlotte Regional Farmers Market. He claimed his were the sweetest tomatoes, the crispest carrots, the ripest squash. Said the secret was in the mud. Doc, you grew the juiciest tomatoes. I take his hand. Remember those big boys? No response. An aide starts another chorus of Joy to the World. Remember Christmas at the farmer's market? No response. I rub a wet sponge on Doc's lips, then look at the green jello untouched on his dinner tray. Doc, want some jello? No response. Okay, let's read. I pull books out of my bag. Glory be to God for dappled things. Gerard Manley Hopkins? The nurse returns, frowning. Honey, that man has no schooling. I take a deep breath. The air reeks of coconut air freshener and stale urine. I read Hopkins. No response. How about Robert Louis Stevenson? Swings, cows, and counterpanes? Doc wheezes. A woman in a wheelchair shakes her head. Mr. Doc can't hear you. Just pray over him. I thumb through my volume of best-loved poems. Here's the Lord is my shepherd. My voice shakes as I chant the 23rd Psalm. Doc's eyes stay closed. I turn the page. Let's try Casey at the Bat. Written in 1888 by Ernest Thayer, Casey is a long ballad of 52 lines and 13 stanzas. It's the story of the hometown baseball team, the Mudville Nine, in the final inning of a game. Mudville is losing. The mighty Casey, Mudville's champion slugger, is their last hope. I get to the fifth stanza when Casey is sent into bat. Then from 5,000 throats and more there rose a lusty yell. At the words lusty yell, Doc opens his eyes. Oh, my God, you're awake? 10,000 eyes were on him, Doc says, quoting the first line of the poem's seventh stanza, as he rubbed his hands with dirt. I drop my book. I lean into Doc's face, cup his chin in my hands. Doc? He doesn't answer. Not directly, but in a steady voice, Doc recites every single word of every single line for the next 27 lines of Casey at the Bat, perfectly, word for word. He gets to the end. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. Somewhere hearts are light. Somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. Then Doc delivers the poem's final line. But there is no joy in Mudville. The mighty Casey has struck out. Mudville loses. Doc laughs. I feel the brush of angel wings. I've heard of people rallying in their last moments. Terminal lucidity, it's called. But I've never witnessed it until now. Doc? He locks eyes with me. My father. Your father? My father, a school teacher. Tommy, Mudville is here. Joyville is there. Goodbye, Mudville. I'm home running to Joyville. Lots of innings up there. Doc falls silent. He dies peacefully. The next morning, watering my backyard tomatoes, I feel a sudden certainty that I would never have gotten a glimpse of Doc's Joyville if I hadn't stumbled into reading Casey at the bat at just the right moment. Then I spot something on the ground. It's a baseball covered with mud. It looks like it's been there a while, but I never noticed it before. Or maybe, just maybe, Doc hit it out of the park last night. Miracles do happen. Christmas is 6 months away, but I hum a few bars from Joy to the World. Grateful for having known the man with dirt under his nails and extra innings in his heaven. In my Mudville, this day, there is joy.
Copyright 2024, Mary Alice Dixon. Mary Alice Dixon is a Pushcart nominee, award-winning poet, and former finalist for the North Carolina Poetry Society Poet Laureate Award. Her writing is in 5 personal story publishing project anthologies, In Braided Way, County Lines, Cackalack, Main Street Rag, Pine Song, and Elsewhere. Her poetry will appear on North Carolina Poetry Society posters in 2024. Mary Alice lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, where she teaches a hospice grief writing workshop for the bereaved. Her course includes found poems, tears, laughter, peppermint candy, and plenty of blueberry scones. She also collects old stories and loves old hats. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELLJones.com. There you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.